Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. On July the 30th of this year, history was made by Mr. Martin Mubarak when he burned a rare piece of Frida art to transform and revolutionize the art, NFT, charity world, and health sector. He made this profound act for children and the less fortunate around the world to receive hope. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Martin Mubarak, the CEO and founder of Frida.NFT, a pioneering and innovative blockchain technology platform, reforming the charity industry to increase transparency, donation frequency, and donor incentive. And Mr. Mubarak, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having us here.
Well, you're certainly more than welcome and looking forward to hearing all the details as well. So for starters, get into further, what is Frida.NFT?
Frida.NFT is a pioneering and innovative blockchain technology platform that I have created. My goal is to reform the charity industry to increase transparency and donations and incentives.
Well, we certainly appreciate your efforts in these regards. This is fantastic. Now, tell us, what is the painting about and why did you decide to burn it?
The painting is about her life. It's very connected to her pain and her struggle in life in general. Her attitude and her character. The name of the painting is Fantasmones Siniestros, and it's a piece of her diary that she painted on both sides. All pages of her diary, all pages of her diary, except this and another piece, are missing. And I was just, lucky to have this one. So why did I decide to burn it? I decided to burn it because it represents a lot of the pain that I have endured with my children that have gone through some medical conditions that have required quite a bit of struggle. And I see the connection with her on this painting.
And I appreciate your sharing some of those details right there for us. Thanks for that. Why did you choose this painting over others? Take that even further, speaking of the painting.
I chose this painting besides of what I just said. It's a reflection of her character. She was a giver. She would have loved to see me doing this. And this is going to immortalize her.
And of course, folks can learn a whole lot more on the website at Frida.NFT. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Martin Mubarak, the CEO and founder of Frida.NFT, a pioneering and innovative blockchain technology platform reforming the charity industry to increase transparency, donation frequency, and donor incentive. He's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, another question for you. What do you say to the people that will criticize your decision in any way?
It's easy to criticize from the outside when you don't have children that are suffering. All of the parents and abused women that need help support me. Frida will support me and tell me to burn it if it means to bring $15 million or more to and a perpetual revenue that could help all the children in need.
Well, the whole motivation behind this is wonderful. And again, we really appreciate what you have created here. What is next for you and for Frida.NFT looking ahead?
More exclusive events, exclusive to Frida.NFT holders. And we will feature a plethora of masterpieces. We have big plans for the metaverse and a few big surprises. More incredible paintings are coming soon to the metaverse, and we will share it to the world. And there will be other potential topics of benefit tiers, sponsorship levels, etc. For that, I also like to get a hold of. If you want to be part of this, get a hold of a Frida.NFT. And visit us at our website at frida.nft.org.
That sounds good, and we'll leave that link and other important links within the show notes of this broadcast to aid the audience as well. As we conclude, anything else you'd like to add or make us aware of as we do wrap things up today?
I'm proud to say that this was an event that will help solve the one of the world's biggest problems in honor of Frida Kahlo, and it's a revolutionary change to the world of the art.
Mr. Mubarak, we want to thank you once again for joining us here today to introduce Frida.nft to the audience. Listeners, for more details, visit FridaNFT.org. Mr. Mubarak, again, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you very much.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Mr. Martin Mubarak, the CEO and founder of Frida.nft, a pioneering and innovative blockchain technology platform, reforming the charity industry to increase transparency, donation frequency, and donor incentive. And again, the website of reference is fridanft.org. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.